Good morning. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. A bill to ban gender-affirming care for children passed in a Florida House subcommittee last week. However, WMNF's Chris Young reports the bill could also attack unintended targets, including cancer patients.
House Bill 1421 would eliminate gender-affirming care for youth and restrict care for adults. It's sponsored by Republican Representative Randy Fine. On Twitter, he's called gender transitioning evil and referred to transgender activists as baby butchers.
This is not care. This is an abomination. You have the chance today to make sure this doesn't happen in Florida.
That was Fine speaking Wednesday in front of the subcommittee. The bill puts limits on what it calls gender clinical interventions, but Alejandra Caraballo, a clinical instructor at Harvard Law School, warns that may have effects far beyond the transgender community.
The way it's defined in the bill, it could apply to a woman with breast cancer who needs to take hormones to treat the cancer, or someone who needs to get a mastectomy for breast cancer, or someone with prostate cancer who takes the same drug that is used for puberty blockers.
The bill also gives people 30 years to sue a doctor for malpractice if they are unhappy with their gender clinical interventions.
It would absolutely destroy basically most medical practice in the state of Florida. And in their haste to attack trans people, they don't realize the time bomb that they've slipped into medical regulations here.
The Healthcare Regulation Subcommittee voted 12-5 to advance the bill. For WMNF News, I'm Chris Young.
On Friday, the Florida House passed a measure that would prevent consideration of environmental, social, and governance standards in investing state money. The Republican-controlled House voted 80-31 to approve the bill targeting what's known as ESG. HB 3 was a priority of House Speaker Paul Renner. Democrat Kimberly Daniels crossed party lines to join Republicans in supporting the bill. Floridians would be able to carry guns without concealed weapons licenses under a bill the House passed on Friday. Here's more from WMNF's Talia Van Sistine.
House Bill 543 says people need to have a valid ID with them when in possession of a gun, but they only have to display their ID if an officer asks them to. Representative Dan Daly is an alum of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, the setting of one of the deadliest mass shootings in American history. Like many Democrats, Daly said he supports the Second Amendment, but stressed that isn't what this bill is about.
I don't think anybody in this room is coming for your guns, but we're asking for reasonable and responsible gun ownership. And that's not something that this bill supports.
Despite emotional pleas from Democrats, Republicans like Representative John Snyder said proper gun training and permits will not decrease gun violence. However, according to a 2022 study by John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, firearm assaults increase in states that relax firearm permit restrictions. Snyder said this bill would allow Floridians to protect themselves without permission from the government.
I trust the people of the great state of Florida a whole lot more than I trust the government.
The bill will now move forward to the Senate to be debated and voted on. This is Talia Van Sistine for WMNF News.
The House voted 103-6 on Friday to pass a bill called the Live Local Act. The bill would provide incentives for private investment in affordable housing and encourage mixed-use development in struggling commercial areas, but it forbids local rent controls and preempts local government rules on zoning, density, and building heights in certain circumstances. It would cost the state $711 million. The Senate already unanimously passed the measure this month, meaning it's now ready to go to the governor's desk. Last week, the USF Faculty Senate passed a resolution opposing two higher education bills that are coasting through the Republican-controlled Florida legislature. In the resolution document, the Faculty Senate of the University of South Florida says it condemns this attack on and devaluation of higher education in the state and opposes the passage of HB 999 and SB 266. It also calls on the leadership teams of the university and state university system to publicly condemn and oppose those two bills. The Faculty Senate say they're concerned that the bills prohibit funding or consideration of diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, and places unchecked authority in the president and boards of trustees in post-tenure review of faculty, staff, and administrator evaluation, as well as in hiring new faculty. A survey of more than 700 USF faculty by the Faculty Senate found that more than 86% of faculty share these concerns. A Florida bill that would keep kids out of live adult performances targets drag shows, but opponents of the measure say drag performances are part of the LGBTQ culture and can help kids who are part of that community feel seen and recognized. That was the case for Jason Oberlink with the group Florida Rising. He remembers going as a teen to see the Rocky Horror Picture Show with his sibling.
And that was really a beautiful experience for both of us. Getting to, you know, celebrate with our community, see acceptance of who we are. And that was really powerful. So taking that away from kids is just terrible.
Republican Representative Randy Fine is behind that bill. It cleared its first committee stop on Friday. A museum in Florence, Italy, and that city's mayor are inviting parents and students from a Florida charter school to visit and see Michelangelo's sculpture of David. The invitation comes after the school's principal was forced to resign following parental complaints that an image of the nude Renaissance masterpiece was shown to a sixth grade art class. The Italian response highlights how the U.S. culture wars are often perceived in Europe. Even amid a rise in right-wing sentiment and governance on that continent, the Renaissance and its masterpieces are generally above the fray. Former principal Hope Caraschia says she's honored by the mayor's invitation and she might take him up on it. Today it will be partly cloudy, breezy, and hot with highs in the high 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight lows in the high 60s. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, and hot with highs in the mid 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on WMNF.org and on the WMNF app.
This daily digest of news headlines was produced at the studios of WMNF Tampa by Taylor Lovejoy.